Chapter 25. Amaziah reigns well in Judah. Amaziah was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jehoaddan of Jerusalem. He did that which was right in the eyes of Yahweh, but not with a perfect heart. Now, it happened, when the kingdom was established to him, that he killed his servants, who had killed the king, his father. But he didn't put their children to death, but did according to that which is written in the law, in the book of Moses, as Yahweh commanded, saying, "The fathers shall not die for the children, neither shall the children die for the fathers, but every man shall die for his own sin." Amaziah's victories. Moreover, Amaziah gathered Judah together and ordered them, according to their fathers' houses, under captains of thousands and captains of hundreds, even all Judah and Benjamin. And he numbered them from 20 years old and upward, and found them 300,000 chosen men, able to go forth to war, who could handle spear and shield. He hired also 100,000 mighty men of valor out of Israel for 100 talents of silver. A man of God came to him, saying, "O king, don't let the army of Israel go with you, for Yahweh is not with Israel, with all the children of Ephraim. But if you will go, take action, be strong for the battle. God will overthrow you before the enemy, for God has power to help and to overthrow." Amaziah said to the man of God, "But what shall we do for the 100 talents which I have given to the army of Israel?" The man of God answered, "Yahweh is able to give you much more than this." Then Amaziah separated them, to wit, the army that had come to him out of Ephraim, to go home again. Therefore their anger was greatly kindled against Judah, and they returned home in fierce anger. Amaziah took courage and led forth his people, and went to the Valley of Salt, and struck of the children of Seir 10,000. Other 10,000 did the children of Judah carry away alive, and brought them to the top of the rock, and cast them down from the top of the rock, so that they all were broken in pieces. But the men of the army whom Amaziah sent back, that they should not go with him to battle, fell on the cities of Judah, from Samaria even to Beth-horon, and struck of them 3,000, and took much spoil. Amaziah rebuked for idolatry. Now it happened, after that Amaziah was come from the slaughter of the Edomites, that he brought the gods of the children of Seir, and set them up to be his gods, and bowed down himself before them, and burned incense to them. Therefore the anger of Yahweh was kindled against Amaziah, and he sent to him a prophet, who said to him, "Why have you sought after the gods of the people, which have not delivered their own people out of your hand?" It happened, as he talked with him, that the king said to him, "Have we made you one of the king's counselors? Stop! Why should you be struck down?" Then the prophet stopped and said, "I know that God has determined to destroy you, because you have done this and have not listened to my counsel." Amaziah defeated by Joash of Israel. Then Amaziah, king of Judah, consulted his advisors and sent to Joash, the son of Jehoahaz, the son of Jehu, king of Israel, saying, "Come, let us look one another in the face." Joash, king of Israel, sent to Amaziah, king of Judah, saying, "The thistle that was in Lebanon sent to the cedar that was in Lebanon, saying, give your daughter to my son as his wife. Then a wild animal that was in Lebanon passed by and trampled down the thistle. You say to yourself that you have struck Edom, and your heart lifts you up to boast. Now stay at home. Why should you meddle with trouble, that you should fall, even you, and Judah with you? But Amaziah would not listen, for it was of God that he might deliver them into the hand of their enemies, because they had sought after the gods of Edom. So Joash, king of Israel, went up, and he and Amaziah, king of Judah, looked one another in the face at Beth Shemesh, which belongs to Judah. Judah was defeated by Israel, and they fled, every man, to his tent. Joash, king of Israel, took Amaziah, king of Judah, the son of Joash, the son of Jehoahaz, at Beth Shemesh, and brought him to Jerusalem, and broke down the wall of Jerusalem from the gate of Ephraim to the corner gate, 400 cubits. He took all the gold and silver, and all the vessels that were found in the house of God with Obed-Edom, and the treasures of the king's house, the hostages also, and returned to Samaria. The death of Amaziah. Amaziah, the son of Joash, king of Judah, lived after the death of Joash, son of Jehoahaz, king of Israel, 15 years. Now the rest of the acts of Amaziah, first and last, behold, aren't they written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel? Now from the time that Amaziah did turn away from following Yahweh, they made a conspiracy against him in Jerusalem, and he fled to Lachish. But they sent after him to Lachish and killed him there. They brought him on horses and buried him with his fathers in the city of Judah.